91.3 CFM. It's Nelly at 7.53. Cloudy and windy for the Central Coast today. Maybe even a shower and a much cooler temperature. 21 is your high.
Girl Talk on the Byron and Christie Show.
The number 13, 12, 16.
Girls, can you appreciate another woman's boobs? Like, I found myself just staring like a creep at another chick's boobs when I was down at the beach yesterday. It was very warm. And no, but not in a creepy way, more in an appreciation way, because sometimes as girls, as straight chicks, you do that.
Okay.
You look at it, even with girlfriends and stuff, you go, your boobs look amazing.
All right.
Love them.
Just cool off a bit. I reckon this is a bit unsavory. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Well, I'd be surprised if there's, you're quite blatant about it. I mean, Rebecca in Woi Woi, surely. I mean, is Christy, this is a bit creepy, isn't it?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, it's not at all, Rebecca. So you can certainly appreciate it. Another girl's nice set of boobs, can't you? You can be a straight woman, and I mean, everybody loves a good pair of boobs.
Yeah, definitely. I follow so many hot girls on Instagram as well.
Oh, wow.
So do I. That's something we have in common. Well done, Rebecca. That's
incredible.
Great. Wow. We're going to go to Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Anonymous. Yes.
Now, hello, how are you?
Good, babe. What's the deal with you with looking at another woman's set of boobs? You can have that mutual appreciation?
Well, to be honest, I think my breasts are lovely. They're round, they're perky, they're absolutely perfect, and they're absolutely fake, 100% fake. So, in saying all that, I love absolutely loving looking at somebody else's boobs because they're so natural and they're gorgeous, and you know what? They feel soft and they just look great. I love them.
isn't it funny, Anonymous, when you say the feel soft thing, you had a bit of a giggle because you were like, oh, it's a bit embarrassing. It's not. I have touched so many of my girlfriend's boobs.
Oh, come on.
No, honestly, where you go, and you go, oh, they look great. Look at your cleavage. They go, yeah, feel it. Feel this bra.
Yeah.
It's like a natural, beautiful, womanly thing we should be embracing.
I know this is Girl Talk Anonymous, but guys do not discriminate whether they be fake or real. I just want you to know that.
Well, my friends and I, like, we kind of, I've seen my friends and I've touched my friends and then I get lots of compliments. Oh, yours are so lovely.
Yeah.
How do you get them so perky? And I'm like, seriously, they mustn't know then. Mm. But then I'm like, but I love yours because yours are so natural and you're a natural woman and I love the way that they might hang or
Okay, we're getting into a lot of detail here about how
they
hang.
You've got to own it, though. If they're real or they're fake, you should just be happy because I think that's the sexiest thing, the confidence.
Thank you, Anonymous, so much for your honesty. Hayley is in Tuggerah.
Hayley, what's the deal with you? Do you get a bit gel when it comes to looking at other girls' boobs?
No, I can appreciate boobs, but, like, I've had two kids and I've seen the movie The Sweetest Thing. You know, she puts her arms up, her boobs go perky, she's like, 21 and 18. Like, I'm like that and... Yeah, I don't appreciate it, but I'm not going to lie. There's a bit of jealousy, and I think, yeah, I don't know.
But I think almost, Hayley, especially mums that have breastfed and you know, you've given life to two kids, I think sometimes that's almost more beautiful to know exactly what your boobs are for and to know that they've actually done that because there are a lot of women who aren't able to breastfeed. So I think that's kind of a beautiful thing to know. I don't know, to know they've been used for what they're actually there for.
Well, yeah, kind of. But, I mean, I'm only 28 and I've got two kids and they're past that stage, whereas I'm at that age where I've asked them to look before I had children.
I mean, there's all that emotional stuff that Chrissy just said and there's the fact that Hayley would just like a great rack. I mean, that's the other side of the intellectual debate here. But Hayley obviously has been very honest in calling us and I think what Chrissy says is spot on.
I would recommend chicken fillets put right out under the armpits, pulled together with a little clip in the middle and then a bra over it, Hayley. That's what I do. I'm quite small busted.
Well, I have some good bras. Yes. I don't need chicken fillets. They got like the built-in padding. And my girlfriend's like, oh, your boobs are massive. I'm like, no, it's just a great bra.
Wow. Some of these bras now, I swear NASA get involved in the development.
True.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, look, some great calls there. But I think Hayley and Tuggerah, it was really good of you to call and, you know, admit to, you know, a little bit of an insecurity in your case on the call. I thought it was a brave call. So you are a winner.
Yay!
Great prize too. It's going to be a fun night.
Hayley, congratulations. You have won a double pass to the Funny Honeys Girls Night in. Mingara is going pink. Bunny Honey's Girls Night at Mingara, Saturday, 17th of October. There's going to be some amazing female comedians. Gretel Colleen from The Project and from Big Brother back in the day is going to be there.
Well, thank you.
No worries. Good call from Hayley, and thanks to Anonymous and Rebecca and everybody else who called. 7:58 on the Byron and Christy Show.